All right, hello everyone. This is OmniTalk Retail. I am Chris Walton.
And I'm Man Mazenga.
And we are coming to you live from the NGA conference in sunny Las Vegas. And
we wouldn't know because we're inside this building,
inside.
We hear it's sunny outside.
Yes, we do. It's always sunny in Las Vegas. And we are at the Fusion Booth Group.
There you go.
Yes, that's the correct way most people would say that if you weren't me. But booth number 1307, the Fusion Group booth. Come by, check us out. We'll be here all day doing interviews. We've already done a few. And now I am pleased to introduce Amy McClellan, the Chief Customer Officer at Spartan Ash. Amy, how are you doing today?
I'm great. Happy to be here.
Yeah, it's great to have you.
Thank you.
Well, Amy, tell us a little bit about you and your background. We were just catching up before we went live here, but tell us a little bit about how you came to be in this position.
Sure. I am a lifer in the grocery business. So
what does that mean to you?
Yeah, what does that mean?
I feel like we've been talking to a lot of independents here, and the last person we interviewed, Dylan Queen, he started bagging when he was 14. Is this a similar story?
Similar.
Okay.
I started as a cashier
when
I was 16 years old. I filled out an application, and they said, hey, can you start tomorrow? We're training cashiers.
Really?
So that's how I got started.
And where was that?
In Elkhart, Indiana.
Okay.
At a Martin's supermarket store.
Okay. It was your local store. This was sounds like a fun job.
Super great part of the community. And my parents said, hey, you know, go work at Martin's.
Yeah.
You can use some extra gas money. And so that's how I got started. And
amazing.
The rest is history.
What were you driving back then for that gas money? What was the vehicle?
1987 Chrysler LeBaron.
Nice,
oh,
the LeBaron drop.
Gosh.
All right,
and it
was
a hard top.
Something like that.
Oh,
it,
okay.
Hard
so
top
you know some.
LeBaron.
Yeah, those were kind of rare.
Yeah, they were. That was kind of a special
white.
Car.
Yeah. Yeah.
Oh my
In
gosh.
Elkhart, Indiana.
Elkhart, Indiana.
Cruising around the LeBaron. All right, that was great.
Yep.
So tell us about coming to this specific role, because you were in another role just before this. This is your first year in the Chief Customer Officer role. Is that right?
Yes.
Okay.
So grew up at Martin's, started at Spartan Ash about 5 years ago.
Okay.
When Martin's was acquired, and I learned more about the wholesale side of the business at that time. I ran fresh merchandising for a year.
Okay.
And then for the past 2 years, I was the Chief Marketing Officer.
Okay.
And then in November, moving over into sales to help our independents grow, which is where I started.
Yeah.
So super exciting, super passionate about the independent grocer community.
Well,
so far having so much fun just catching up with our customers.
I bet. It sounds like it. Well, tell our audience, for those who might not be familiar, what is all under the Spartan Ash umbrella?
Sure. Spartan Ash, we are a Fortune 399 company.
399. All right. Wow.
I love
to be exact.
You know that specific
right.
detail.
Yes.
That is perfect.
So we are a wholesale distributor of groceries, and we own 144 retail stores.
Okay.
We also serve the U.S. military commissaries.
Okay.
Through DECA. So we have a great portfolio, but at the end of the day, we are a food solutions company, and we want to deliver the ingredients for a better life.
Yes.
You know, food, people are very passionate about food,
mm-hmm.
and they're also very passionate about communities, and that's kind of where Spartan Ash, you know, that's where we live, and that's where we love to be.
Yeah, absolutely.
Well, Ann and I are quite passionate about grocery and quite passionate about food as well as a subset of that category. But all right, so you're in the new chief customer role. You've been there for about a year, so bigger swath of
not a year.
Oh, not
4 months.
4 months.
Yes.
Oh my gosh.
Four months.
Oh my gosh. Okay, 4 months. So bigger scope of responsibility, right? So how do you think about it? You're at the NGA. There's a lot of technology around us. How do you think about applying technology in those first few 4 months? I know it's early. But what technology and process improvements are you focused on from the get-go?
For our independents, so when I'm here on behalf of our customers. And for the independent community, I think it's super important that you're always learning. You're always learning what's new, what kind of technology can I apply in my store. Maybe I'm a single store owner, maybe I have 10, 15 stores, and the same solutions aren't gonna be right for everybody.
Right.
But being here at NGA is a great way for retailers to get exposure to, you know, what some of the bigger companies are doing with tech.
Mm.
And that's great, but at the end of the day, if we don't get the fundamentals right in our stores and we're not serving customers and communities, like, the tech is sort of secondary.
Yeah.
So how can we leverage technology in the space to help our customers with convenience, better service? Those are the kinds of ways in which, you know, independents can leverage technology in a great way.
Are there any particular fundamentals that you're focused on in the first 4 months in the role?
Just making sure that I can bring knowledge and insights to our independents. You know, we've got electronic shelf labels that we're providing on behalf of our independent customers. So we do have a services portfolio at SpartanNash where we are working with tech companies to then help our independents that they may not have the scale on their own, mm-hmm. but we can bring that scale and provide a common solution. So we're working on, we've got several independent stores that have deployed electronic shelf labels,
okay.
Which has been a big win for those stores.
Yeah.
And our customers, they put the product in one store, and then so far everyone has decided to continue with the rollouts.
That's amazing.
We're also helping independents think about e-commerce programs and portfolios.
Retail media networks. I gotta imagine that's networks. Firing. Like, how do you get everyone basically taking a bite of that apple and benefiting from the coordination of that effort too?
And making sure that we understand the fundamentals and aren't just enamored by the shiny object and the buzzwords.
Yeah, right. What are you hearing from the independents that you're working with that they want help with? Like, is it technology implementation, like ESLs, like you mentioned? Is it, you know, other things like with loyalty or, you know, customer service or labor? Like, what are kind of the things that are top of mind for those independents?
All of the above.
Yeah.
All of the above. I think, you know, post pandemic, we're really getting back to fundamentals and how do we best run grocery stores to serve our communities.
Right.
And so everything you mentioned on that list, you know, they're looking for insights. They're looking for partnerships.
Okay.
So that they can compete at scale.
Right.
And they're looking for support. Independent grocers, they need a voice. They have a voice. We're, you know, one third of the grocery business in the United States. And so are we getting our fair share of the ability to compete in a way that is equal to or better than the national competitors?
Right.
I'm curious, because you mentioned ESLs too. What we're hearing a lot about that from a lot of people that we talk to in the grocery industry, that it's kind of, people are now seeing the value of them. Like, it's almost kind of reaching that point of where it's crossing the chasm, so to speak. Why is that? What are you hearing from the independent grocers where you have those deployed? What are the benefits that they're seeing?
So I think it's the ability for that electronic shelf label to do more than just surface a price point for a consumer. Mm-hmm. And I'm not the expert.
That's not necessarily a bad thing either.
We have experts here. I think the blinking lights to help you stock products.
Yes.
I know you were using the electronic shelf labels in some stores to help with like e-com shopping path. And
right.
So I think those added benefits to the electronic shelf labels have definitely helped retailers embrace them and get more ROI right out of the gate. I would also say that they've been enhanced a bit with some colors so you can get more of a promotional message on that ESL. I know that we have some retailers that are concerned about, okay, if I put ESLs up and down my aisles and I no longer have my price hold signage and the talkers.
Mm-hmm.
And so finding that right balance to continue promoting and get that price perception from shoppers.
Yeah.
But bring the efficiency and scale of the ESLs.
And I imagine as a chief customer officer, too, there's probably a value in just knowing that your promotions are actually activated on shelf, too, right?
Yeah,
because
absolutely.
That's a very important thing for driving loyalty for your customers as well.
Well, Amy, what else are you excited to look at while you're at the show? What is there technology or certain sessions that you're excited to go to?
Board dinners, maybe,
yeah,
perhaps?
Yeah, I mean, you're already
like,
you're on the board.
On?
Like, what should we know about? What should the audience know about?
This is a great show, and I am just ready to take it in. So the floor just opened.
Yes.
Yeah.
I'll have to come back and give you an update
later.
That
sounds great.
How many shows has this been for you? How many NGAs is this for you in your history?
You know, I've been coming to NGA shows probably for 20 years.
Really?
Wow. Yes. I had my first speaking opportunity on a panel probably 20 years ago at an NGA show.
Oh, my gosh.
So I've learned a lot from NGA.
Were you, like, 15? Like, I just started begging. Yeah. I'm on the were you in the begging competition or something?
No, but we've had a winner in the begging competition
before
from my former chain, Martin's.
So. Okay.
Is that like a big thing, the bagging competition? Like they do that every year, right?
They do.
And it's like everyone shows up for it.
Oh, yeah.
And like, yeah. So just for those watching home, there's a bagging competition. I think it's at 5 o'clock today, right?
Like, I believe you
are
correct.
At the end of the show, they kind of blow it out. They put everyone to the test. I can't wait to see it, Ed.
What do you think you do to like prep for a bagging? Like you would know.
It's super fun.
An expert right here.
It's super fun. And there is an art to bagging groceries.
Yes.
So... You just practice and you figure it out. I was never actually officially trained as a bagger. I started as a cashier.
You were a cashier, right.
And so when I tried to bag, it was more difficult than I thought it might be.
Yes, you learn by doing. That's a job you learn by doing, right?
Yes. I mean, we have some, you know, tried and true rules. You can't put the bread in the bottom of the bag.
Right.
But everything matters. The size of the bag, the shape of the bag, paper, plastic.
Oh my gosh. I feel
reusable
like
totes.
Oh my
right.
gosh.
And there's an art to every single form of bag.
Oh gosh. I'm certain. I want to go check it
yeah,
out.
Yeah, we're gonna
now.
We gotta watch it for
yes.
sure. We gotta watch it. We gotta report back tomorrow to the audience. But all right, so since we just talked about bagging, one of the oldest things in grocery, let's shift gears a little bit. So what do you think is overhyped? Do you think anything's overhyped right now from a technology perspective?
I don't know that things are overhyped.
Okay.
But as I shared earlier, I think we just have to really get to the fundamental understanding of some of the buzz like Retail Media Network.
Right.
And so I believe that, you know, you could speak to four different people and ask, hey, what's Retail Media Network's all about? You would get four different answers. And so getting
at least four different
at
answers.
At least four different
right?
answers. Yeah. Absolutely. So although I don't think things are overblown or overpromoted, AI, Retail Media Network, those are things that you really want to fully understand before you jump in.
How are you thinking about generative AI in particular? Are you thinking about that at all, or how are you assessing that? How are you evaluating that?
We're assessing it. There's certainly a place for it. Customer service, for example, I mean, on my sales team, we're looking at how can we augment customer service requests with AI. So I think we just have to, we really have to leverage where we think it can make
but
a difference.
Rooted in the business.
Rooted in the business.
It, right? Right. Yeah.
And so I will say that is super important. And our business folks are driving how we think about using AI in partnership with our IT team. Mm-hmm. So having that strong partnership
right.
with your tech folks, but it has to be business-led.
Yes, that's very consistent with what we've
third
been hearing.
Third person in a
I
row
know.
To say that. Yes.
Yes.
There's
we have
AI strategy. There's a business strategy, right?
We have the Tally robots in some of our supermarket stores.
That's
so
right.
That's one way in which we're leveraging some AI, not generative,
yeah.
but.
Yeah, computer vision AI,
yeah.
if
computer
I'm not
vision.
Mistaken.
Mm-hmm.
Combined with electronic shelf labels. Oh, my God, it's
yes.
the future of grocery, Ann, which we've talked about 1,000 times as the key ingredients of the smart store of the future. So that's cool. I didn't know about Tally. That's great.
Well, Amy, what are you excited about in the year ahead? Looking forward to the rest of 2024.
Sure. I'm excited about helping independents grow. I've had the pleasure of being out in the field for the last 3-ish months. To some of our key retailers, and I just so inspired by how well they run their stores.
Yeah.
And so I look forward to helping them grow and bringing solutions to meet their needs so that we can, at the end of the day, meet the customer's needs. And
yeah.
I'm a marketer at heart, and if we all keep in mind what shoppers really want and
yes.
how we can meet those needs in a way that's much different than a national chain big box store.
Right.
Independence will be successful for a long, long time.
What's the first thing that you typically look at when you go to a store tour?
Oh, good question.
Well, I mean, produce is
okay.
always
a
great sign of how well a store is being run. Or,
yes.
That's in your background too, right?
Yes.
You said that, right?
Yes.
yes.
So produce is super important. And you know, you got to go in the bathrooms and check out the bathrooms. 100%. If you're an operator.
Are the key logs filled out?
Oh my
yeah.
God.
Stuff?
Oh yeah, my gosh. Yeah, right. That wasn't on our list of questions, but we just got back from doing a couple store tours last week, and that occurred to me, like, what's the first thing that you look at? Is it pricing, or is it like what the checkouts look like, or how many people are in the line, like all these things? So yes, bathrooms,
yes.
such a big deal.
The other thing I would say is it depends on what you saw the last time you were at that
that's
store
true.
Right
very
as well,
true
right?
very true
yeah.
that's
yes.
true. Well, Amy, thank you so much for taking time out of your day today to be with us. Thanks again to the Vusion Group for making all of our NGA coverage possible here. Chris, we'll be back with more today.
We will, for sure. So stick around. I think we'll be back live around 2 p.m. today. And until next time, Anne.
Be careful out there.